So you've stumbled into this room, and inside the room you see this circle of chairs with these people sitting in it. And you're really confused about what's going on, and everyone's wearing Naruto headbands, and they have like Pikachu backpacks and strange anime-related t-shirts. And the truth is, you're an Anime Addicts Anonymous, and this is a help session. Chances are that if you're here right now, you might have a problem. And you know what? We're here to take this problem, and we're here to nurture your addiction into an obsession. This is Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast Session 9.
残酷な天使のように少年よ神話に
So, welcome to Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast Session 9. We've got a really great show for you guys tonight. We're a little bit short-handed on hosts, but that's okay, because we're going to make do and make it an excellent show nonetheless. Indeed. And with me tonight, we have the ever-faithful Pika-ing Take.
Yes, we do.
And, again, my name's Mitsugi, for those of you that are new. And we have a couple announcements to make right off the bat. And I'm going to start out with the art contest announcement. We were running a trivia contest last month, and the final victor or winner for the trivia contest was our very own Lelouch Yagami off the forums.
Yay!
And congratulations. And now that Lelouch has won, we're going to try something different for this month, and we're going to do a fan art contest where people can submit their fan art to the website, and we will somehow judge them or something and pick a winner, and all the art will be displayed on the website, and so everybody can see it, and the ultimate winner for the month will get to have their art displayed on the top page of the website, you know, for a month or however long, and there'll be some kind of an anime-related prize as well, and then we'll go back to the trivia contest and maybe flip-flop. The next announcement, again, is that we will be going on the Gundam podcast. That's Gundam at MAHQ. And we'll be discussing some really exciting things with them. And then Neo from the Gundam podcast will be joining us at a later date to do somewhat of a host crossover. And so we're really looking forward to that, and we think that'll be really exciting. And Hatake has a couple announcements to make also.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
The Lead Street Boys.
Yeah, I know.
So we have Matt Myers from the Lead Street Boys coming on our podcast in the hopefully near future.
Yeah.
And I am personally excited beyond belief, because Matt's amazing.
Yeah, I'm hoping like something like episode 12, 13.
Yeah,
so pretty soon.
Yay! We also have a new member on the forums, so welcome to Mitsiego. If I pronounced that wrong, I'm really, really sorry, but it's just text.
It's kind of a cross between Mitzi and San Diego.
Makes me want to start saying, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Mitsiego.
Carmen Mitsiego?
Yeah.
I guess that works.
Okay, so today we've got a really good show. We have some really interesting and, you know, kind of upsetting news articles, I think. And then we have our main topic, which is animes that you can use to get different types of people hooked on anime, whether it be your parents or that non-believing jock roommate, you know, or your little sister. You know, we've all met people like that. And then we have a couple reviews to do. We were going to be reviewing Black Cat and Full Metal Panic Fumafu. So we have a really great show, and we hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep.
So, do you want to do your article first?
I'll kick it off with some depressing news.
I mean, it's a sad one, so we might as well get
that
out of the way.
Might as well. So, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Shin-Chan. The creator of the manga is actually missing right now. His family sent out a police search party. He's been missing since Friday, which was... I don't know the exact date, because I'm too lazy to look it up, but we're our thoughts go out to him, and we hope he's okay.
Well, we really... more than just, worrying about there not being any more Shin-Chan, it's always upsetting when somebody that, people admire goes missing.
Yeah, his family's really worried, so... Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And the news article that I have... is an article that was in the JCast News website, and it's an article from Mainichi Shimbun that reported on the salaries of animators for anime companies, and the main crux of the article was how poor the pay is for these people, and they reported some animators only making 70,000 yen a month, which is only about $760.
Ouch.
If you do the math, it's like $909,000 a year.
That's really sad.
That's like a quarter of the average income in Japan. But Osamu Yamasaki, who's an animator and animation director, he's done things like Gestalt and Itazura no Nakisu. He did somewhat of an interview in which he kind of shed some light on the whole thing. And he said, that the pay that these people receive, their conditions aren't actually all that dire. And so he goes into a whole list of different types of positions in an animation studio and the types of pay that people receive. For example, a television series director can work about 25 to 26 episodes in a year. And a monthly salary for him would be around $5,400 US, which really isn't that, it's pretty good, if you think about it. And by contrast, the sound director can finish about an episode in only around 2 days and can work on 2 to 3 titles simultaneously. So as a result, a sound director can do about 3 episodes in a week, maybe 12 in a month. And that gives the sound director a possible monthly salary of around $20,000. And an annual salary of about $220,000, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I wish I made $220,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then it goes down, the article goes all the way down to, the in-between animators that only make about $2.60 per drawing. But at each television series uses around 4,000 to 5,000 drawings, so it still comes out to be a good amount of money. And if you want to look up this article, you should go to the JCast News website and search for it, and I think it's a pretty interesting read, especially for people that are looking to be animators themselves, and kind of shed some light on, the kind of living conditions you can expect if you are an animator. I guess they say you do it for the love and the passion.
Yeah, I should probably read that, shouldn't I?
Yeah. It goes back to what the co-founder of Madhouse at Otakon said. A guy from the audience asked him, I want to be an animator. What do I have to do to be an animator? And he replied, don't.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah. So, it's pretty funny. So, my entire anime watching life, I've always run into people that... You always hear that anime is for little kids. Anime always gets, people... It's amazing how people can take, the 7 or 8,000 anime titles that are out there and boil them all down to Pokemon. Because in the end, that's all anime is, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Some people.
Yeah. So what can you do to get these people to believe in anime and not just assume that all anime is Pokemon?
Believe
right?
in the anime fans who believe in you.
Yeah. Exactly. So we have a list of the types of people that you might want to get hooked on anime. And what do you have first on your list?
Well, I have the mother.
The mother?
Mother.
Mother. All right, we can't do this again.
No, we can't.
I mean, my kind of thought on moms was maybe lighthearted, slice of life, maybe romance anime.
Definitely.
That are maybe a little bit shorter, because you're not going to expect your mom to watch, 190 episodes of Inuyasha.
That's a good point.
So, what kind of animes can you recommend to get your mom hooked on anime?
From personal experience, my mom does not like anime. But I sat her down and I was like, okay, do me a favor and watch this with me. And we sat down and watched Fruits Basket, which I thought was a good one because it starts out all lighthearted and stuff, gets darker further on, but by that time they're already hooked enough and they want to know what's going
on. You've already roped them in.
Mm-hmm.
How much of it did you guys actually watch?
We watched 2 episodes, and she still asks. She's like, I wonder what happens to Toru.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to try to get her to watch more.
That's funny.
It worked pretty well, though.
The kinds of animes that I had written down were all movies, and pretty well-known movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whisper of the Heart.
Definitely.
Of course. You know, your typical Ghibli beautiful movie. You know, it's a love story. Whisper of the Heart is also directly linked to the Cat Returns, which is mm-hmm. probably more the kind of anime that you would use to get like a little sister type hooked. But
definitely but agree.
You know, I also have Millennium Actress written down.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Well, Millennium Actress is definitely the best film that Satoshi Kon has ever made.
Okay.
And it's just like this really, really well directed romance that's. It's, like, timeless. People will be watching and talking about it for forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know. When I was just starting to watch anime, my mom and I watched Chobits.
Oh, that's
really
a good
funny.
One.
We sat down and watched, like, a whole bunch of Chobits, but I left Chobits off of the list just because I feel like maybe a lot of moms aren't going to be able to relate to something so, like, sci-fi.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I guess not all moms are, you know, as like, up to date with like things like that or is open to them. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a mom like that, then you're lucky, but
yeah.
You know, you might want to stay away from the half naked android girl animes.
There are plenty of those.
So what do you have next on your list of people to get hooked?
The father,
duh.
Of course.
Duh, right.
You know, peanut butter and jelly. For my dad, I plan on getting him Cowboy Bebop for Christmas, because it's amazing. It's got an amazing soundtrack. It's the animation is really well done. The characters are likable. There's some comedy in it. There's elements of like everything in an action comedy, straight up adventure. I don't know. It's really good. I also have Gurren Lagann down. Because it's ridiculous and manly, and there's boobs, giant robots, and
yeah, Yoko does have a big pair of boobs.
She does.
Sure. Speaking of boobs, stay tuned for episode 10.5,
yes.
where we're gonna be talking about tentacle and
it's not tentacle. It's tentacle love.
Is it?
Yes. Ask the tentacle monster.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
Maybe now you do.
Is tentacle like not politically correct?
Very true. It's not.
Oh, gosh. What have I been saying all these years?
I don't know either.
Anyway, the day that hentai is considered politically correct is the day when...
the day that we're moving out of this country.
When I go back to school and study political science.
Yes!
Anyway, so I have a couple of animes written down for dads, too. My dad animes are ones that are understandable and ones that they can relate to, like his father's, like... You're not going to want to show your dad an anime that has, like, little kids in it, because I just don't feel like they're not going to be able to relate,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's got to be understandable, like, it's just like Chobits, like, my dad can barely turn on a computer, so how's he going to understand, like, Ghost in the Shell or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the couple that I've written down, and the first one is Wings of Honai Mise, which is about a man that wants to become an astronaut.
Oh, that's cool.
Or he is an astronaut, and it's a really great movie. It's set in like the 40s and the 50s, and it's kind of old fashioned, which I think like parents can relate to. But it's definitely manly. Like, what's more manly than an astronaut?
That's.
I mean, come on.
Kamina.
Well, it's kind of an astronaut too, in a way.
Yeah.
And I also have written down Magnetic Rose, just because.
Oh, it was good.
It's kind of like a horror anime,
mm-hmm.
and it's very, very much adult. You know. And it looks a little bit old-fashioned, like it doesn't have like the crisp bright colors, and I feel like it's more suitable for the eyes of like an adult than for like a little kid.
Yeah.
And the third one I have is Planetez. And I know I was just saying how, like, sci-fi animes don't fly.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you that don't know, Planetez is a story about garbage collectors in space. But, like, the whole second half of that series is about, like, the main character relating to his father and has, like, a lot of father-son stuff in it.
Okay.
And so I feel like a dad would really, like, you know,
yeah,
can really relate to the whole father-son thing.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's really, and it's really cool. So.
Do you want to cover the jock roommate now? It should be fun.
The jock roommate. So, I feel like the jock roommate has to be fed youthful sports-oriented anime, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was thinking about all the sports anime I've watched, and I know I always talk about sports anime on this podcast, I knocked off the ones that were like little kids playing sports.
Yeah.
It's like your jock roommate is going to want to watch football, but iShield 21 looks like it's made for like a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not going to fly. On the other hand, Hajime no Ippo has, like, a lot of violence in it and a lot of blood. It's boxing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And this, let's face it, there's nothing more boxing, more manly than, like, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, punching some other guy right in the face. Hajime no Ippo is a great anime to get, like, to get your jock roommate hooked on anime. It's a little bit long, but, you know, if he likes it, he'll keep watching it. And there are Hajime no Ippo movies, too, so, you know, that are obviously a little bit shorter. So if you just want to sit them down, I feel like you can only get them to sit for 2 hours. You might have an easier time with that.
Yeah.
And the second one I have is Slam Dunk, which is a basketball anime, but it also has a much more of like an adult-oriented animation style. And it's really funny, it has great comedy, and it's a little bit old, so it looks a little bit dated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also pretty long, but, I mean, a lot of sports anime are long, because it's just the nature of them.
Yeah.
But Slam Dunk and Hajime no Ippo are my top two picks for anime to get your jock roommate hooked.
Yeah, I'm not really that great with sports anime, but I mean, I would kind of want to say Big Wind Up, but I don't know if that would blow over with a jock roommate. Maybe if he's got a good sense of humor.
Depends on the person.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I personally enjoyed Big Wind Up a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. The angle they take with the picture is so weird. Yeah. It's such a whim.
I know. It's adorable.
You hardly ever see the wimpy picture in the animes.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you have next?
I have Little Sister down.
Little Sister?
Yeah.
Like, Kana Little Sister?
Yeah. I guess.
I'll save it for 10.5.
Okay.
It's a Bushojo game. So, what do you have written down for animes to get your little sister hooked?
Well, of course there's like the entire genre of Miyazaki movies.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Like any little sister is going to love Kiki's Delivery Service.
Of course.
I mean, I love Kiki's Delivery Service. Mm-hmm. That's such like a heartwarming movie.
Yeah, even Totoro.
Totoro is so like wonderful.
Great.
That's the kind of movie that gives you like good dreams at night.
Yeah. Trippy but good.
I mean, I would love to fall asleep with like cuddling a Totoro.
Oh, me too. That'd be so the blue. Good. I like the blue one.
Like the middle sized one.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
It's my favorite.
But the white one's cute too.
Mm-hmm.
The little tiny one.
Yeah.
You just like pick him up and put him in your pocket.
He's pretty adorable.
Yeah.
I've also got Ouran High School Host Club down because
right.
It's humorous. The art is wonderful. The characters are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much something that it hooks people who don't even like anime.
Right. And it takes place in a school, and, you know, chances are your little sister is probably in school.
Yeah.
So they can probably relate to, like, middle school or high school type of a scene.
Yep.
It's kind of funny that you use that, because it's a perfect segue into the couple that I have on my list, because
all
the ones that I put down are, like, high school range.
Okay.
The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Oh, perfect.
Is probably a little bit too complicated, like, mm-hmm. in what it's really about for, you know, your little, like, 8 or 10-year-old sister.
Yeah, and the whole, like, how do he, like,
yeah.
practically molesting...
Well, that's true also, but, I mean, you gotta grow up eventually. I mean, kids don't get sex ed from their parents, they might as well get it from Haruhi, right? But, I mean, you don't really have to understand what Haruhi's about to enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a really good choice, plus it looks beautiful.
Oh, it does.
School Rumble was another one that I wrote down, because School Rumble takes place in a school, and it's just, like, ridiculous hilarity the whole time. It really isn't about much of anything. It has like all the love stuff in it.
Of course.
I didn't have this written down, but come to think of it, Azumanga Daioh would be a really good option.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had Fruits Basket written down for Little Sister, but I threw Azumanga in there because you already had Fruits Basket. Azumanga Daioh is like the pivotal classic anime comedy. So what do you have next on your list?
I have the anime hater.
Uh-oh. The Haterade?
Haterade. They should drink some of that. I know I already mentioned this, so I feel kind of bad for saying it again, but Cowboy Bebop. Because everyone I've talked to who doesn't like anime loves Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
It seems to be a trend.
It's like, I don't think you cannot like Cowboy Bebop.
I think it's pretty impossible as well.
You have to be, like, really close-minded towards anime to be able to reject.
You have to be a loser to not like Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, loser.
Yeah,
wow.
I went there.
Oh, well. I'm pretty sure that, I think it's safe to say that nobody listening to this podcast dislikes Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. If you do, GTFO. No, I'm just kidding. Don't, actually.
No, you can go ahead and GTFO if you don't like Bebop. It's okay.
Okay.
I have, for the anime, I call it the anime non-believer.
Yes. I call it the anime judger.
The judger. The hater. I tried to pick animes that were, in my opinion, like, triple-A classics. You know, the types of anime that literally everyone loves. You can't miss, right? So yeah. The first one I have on my list is Princess Mononoke.
Oh, perfect.
Which is probably the most commonly seen, most well-liked Miyazaki film. I mean, across the board. It has a little bit of everything. It's got romance, violence. It doesn't have a whole lot of comedy, but it looks great. It's got adventure.
Definitely.
You really can't miss with Princess Mononoke. And I also wrote down the Samurai X OVA. Not only is it the most well-ranked, well-rated anime on Anime News Network, but it's also fantastic. Like, this anime is glorious. I mean, if your friend loves romance, you're going to get that. If your friend loves, like, old-fashioned samurai things, you're going to get that. You know, if your friend thinks that anime is just for little kids, well, you're going to dispel that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If they like historical things, you know, you're going to get that. Samurai X pretty much appeals to everybody. It's a little bit difficult to dislike that series. So when you're trying to get the anime hater that hates anime for no reason whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
you kind of got to throw something at them that's, like so amazing that they can't deny that that's awesome. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So this might be my favorite category.
The anime is for little kids.
Anime is for little kids because I'm so sick of hearing people say that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty exhausting.
Ready? All right. Say something about anime to me.
Anime's awesome.
Oh, you mean that anime like that? Those Pokemons.
Oh, jeez. I don't even have anything to say to that.
That's what people do.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. I've heard that a lot.
When they hear about anime, it's just, you know, anime is Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's about it, when you boil it down.
Not that Pokemon's a bad thing, right, Pikachu? Pika!
Pika! In reality, anime is not for little kids in most cases.
Yeah.
The couple that I have written down are Elfin Lied, which it starts you out with about 10 minutes of full frontal nudity, people getting their arms, legs, and heads sliced off, blood spraying everywhere.
Yeah.
This anime has one of the most intensely violent and graphic openings I've ever seen. Like,
yes.
And it's like in your face from the first animated cell. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's beautiful though.
it's like if your friend thinks anime is for little kids and they only have 15 seconds to give you a chance. You can convince them in 15 seconds with this anime, because that's how quickly they get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Kite. Kite is about assassins that have explosive bullets. You know, it's the kind of anime where you would see someone get shot in the head 3 times with explosive rounds, and then their head, like, shoulders will explode off. And,
seems we agree.
Yeah, we do agree. And also, Kite has a lot of sex in it, so.
Oh, that's perfect.
I mean, pretty much, it's like, you know, when you've got, like, the hardcore sex going on, it's pretty clear that it's not for little kids. And what do you have on your list?
Well, I started off with Bakano because...
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Honestly.
It's violent, it's crazy, there's tons of characters, and lots of blood.
There's two scenes that really stick out in my mind for Bakano. Do you remember the scene when the one kid's talking about how he can't die?
Mm-hmm.
So the one
he
guy
got
just,
tortured by just, Rail Tracer.
Yeah, he just kills him. He just wants to kill him over and over again.
Yes.
In, like, horrible ways. And then that other scene where he's grinding the guy's face down into the railroad tracks while the train's moving.
Wheelchairs are such a badass.
Holy shit, he's like insane.
Yeah, and in the OVAs, there's even more violence.
It's really violent.
It's wonderful.
Oh, it's beautiful, right?
I love Baccano. It's in my top five.
And plus, you played Baccano, the theme song, in the in the orchestra at the school.
It was the jazz band.
Oh, the jazz band.
Yeah, I soloed on it. I was so proud.
Bust out that trumpet solo.
I did.
Yeah. So,
And
what else do you have?
I have Full Metal Alchemist down, because you can sit there and watch it and be like, okay, you know, this is still for kids, and then 5 minutes into the first or second episode, you go, oh my god, did they just do that? And you sit there and you feel like crying.
Yeah.
It goes from the cutest thing in the world to the most heart-wrenching thing that
you
ever watch.
And you bring up a good point, because, you know, showing an anime that's not for little kids doesn't have to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
It can be like, you know, something that's really emotional that little kids can't really understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good angle to take.
Yeah.
I think
so.
Full Metal Alchemist does have a lot of those moments in it. And
it
on that note, I have another one that I just thought of off the top of my head. Haibone Renmei.
Yes.
Is such a symbolic anime. It's like the kind of anime you watch, and it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
But like, if you sat five people down in front of it and we all watched it for the first time, all five people might think it's about a different thing. It's like, you don't really know what's going on, but it lets you create your own ideas about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's kind of one of those vague, mysterious animes
that's... Yeah, it's really awesome.
Really well executed. I have a couple more, and if you don't have these on your list, you can think about them while I'm talking.
We should have a pervert category.
We totally should.
I can probably think of a couple of those.
Okay. Well, the next one I have is the video gamer.
Already. Okay.
Your friend that like loves video games can't pry themselves away from it.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Well, obviously the Dot Hack series.
I never watched that. Maybe I should.
Well, I mean, Dot Hack takes place inside of a video game
then
the entire time.
I should watch it.
So it's like, you know, I mean, you can't get more direct than that.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend plays video games. The anime is about a video game and an MMO for that matter.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, you know, everybody's weakness, I think. And the other one I have is Otaku no Video, which is really one of those perverted animes that has like a lot of the nerd stuff in it. Like the guy, he starts out like this really straight-laced like business worker, and then his friend introduces him to like anime and things like that and games. And he gets like sucked into this world of like nerddom where he can't pry himself out, and he ends up one of those guys that has like a room full of like painted models, and he ends up quitting his job.
That
and
sounds great.
Dumping his girlfriend and just like living in his basement. So that's pretty much all I have for the gamer. But I'm really looking forward to the next one, because you know I'm a musician and you are.
Yes.
And so how to get your friend who is a musician or is really into music hooked on anime, right?
Yeah.
And we should know about this. And so what do you have on your list? Get us started.
Well. Off the top of my head, the first thing that comes to my mind is a series called La Corda di Oro, which is it's probably my favorite musical series.
I actually haven't seen that one. Can you tell me what it's about?
It's about a completely normal girl, obviously. That's how a lot of anime start off.
Yeah, sure.
She's never played anything musical in her life, and she somehow, due to a musical fairy in her school, she is invited to play in the concours. And she's signed up for violin, and she doesn't understand what she's getting into or anything, and she's really nervous, and she meets a lot of guys who try to, you know.
It sounds like it's like it maybe for like the female musicians.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Not really. I think you've got the other ones.
I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. One of the ones that Chiaki always talks about is this anime called Nana, and I haven't seen Nana, but I do know enough about it, and I do know that it's one of these animes that's like, if you've seen Paradise Kiss, it has like a very Paradise Kiss feel to it, except it's like with hard rock musicians, and there's a lot of love and serious issues, you know, regarding sex and things like that. So it's definitely one of your more mature musician animes. You know,
I agree with that.
It's not Full Moon no Sagashite, even though that anime is is devastatingly heart-wrenching. Oh. Heart-wrenching beyond words. It's very difficult to watch that, but Nana is a really great show. I'd say Nana's also a little bit geared towards girls.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that too.
But what about Beck?
Oh, Beck is perfect for both genders. Beck is it's one of my favorite series as well. It's about this rock band that starts out. It's just basically follows the tales of a rock band.
Yeah.
And their members.
And their exploits in trying to become famous in the rock world.
Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one. I watched it a couple years ago, and I think the one dog in it really...
Oh, Beck?
The dog's name is Beck, yep. Right? Yeah, that dog was really cool.
It's amazing.
How he was all, like, painted or stitched together or whatever.
Yeah, I've actually thought about cosplaying him.
The dog?
Yeah.
How would you pull that off?
I have a design up on, like, Facebook or something. I don't know.
Would you need, like, two people?
No.
You're just going to walk on all fours?
No,
all
it's
time?
An anthropomorphized version.
Oh, I see. Designs. So you like body paint, things like that.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any more different types of people that you can get hooked on anime? Because I've kind of exhausted all the ones on my list.
Yeah. Well, there's always the pervert.
The pervert. I love that title. Should be easy, right?
The pervert, yeah.
Let's see, there's like 100.
Needless.
Needless. So we're not going to go with hentai. We're going to go with actual anime.
Yeah, let's go with actual anime.
Okay.
Hentai comes in 10.5.
Okay, so what's Needless about?
Needless is... Honestly, it reminds me of Gurren Lagann. I haven't watched enough of it to mm-hmm. know what it's about, but there is quite a bit of Yuri in it.
Yuri.
For you males, and maybe even females that like it, because who doesn't like a little bit of Yuri? Come on.
That's a pretty new show, too, right?
Yeah.
It's still airing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the torrents popping up online, so
yeah.
I haven't been following it, but...
It's got a really, really good opening theme.
As long as one of us is following it, right?
Yeah.
While you were talking, I thought of another one. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's called Golden Boy.
Oh, of course. My BMO baby.
My BMO baby. Gosh, Golden Boy is like the anime everybody loves. It's like that 6-episode OVA that's perfectly paced and side-splittingly funny, but at the same time, the main character is just such a pervert.
I love Kintaro.
You've never seen a guy hugging and rubbing his face all over a toilet seat just because it's a hot girl that had just used the toilet. That is perverted.
So funny.
Yeah.
He's adorable. I would hug him.
And ironically, all the girls want him by the end of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Eh, you know.
The man outraces a motorcycle on a bicycle. He rides the bicycle on telephone wires.
Yeah, he does.
It's insane. He's like, Kentaro Oe is the man. And a freeder.
He really is.
Did you know that he dropped out of Tokyo Law School with just one credit left before he graduated?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. That's like right at the beginning of
okay,
so... Yeah, there's so many animes you could watch that are for perverts. I mean, that's like pretty much all anime is. I mean, when you boil it down, that's like a third of all anime.
There's fan service in everything.
There really
Even
is.
Even Pokemon, but they don't air that in the U.S.
Oh, gosh. I don't...
James with boobs.
I don't need to see Misty's underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so you want to wrap up that segment?
Sure.
I am really looking forward to your review on Black Cat, because I have never seen Black Cat, nor do I know what it's about. At all.
Like, gasp.
I mean, when I think of black cats, I think of Halloween and bad luck.
Oh, well.
But I honestly have no clue whatsoever.
Okay, well, I'll give you guys a brief description on it that I found on Anime News Network. Train Hartnett is known as the Black Cat for his quick reactions to attacks, and his title is Number 13 as member of the secret society Kronos. He is an unbeatable master gunman, a cold and unfeeling killer, until he meets Saya, a bounty hunter, or sweeper, as they call it in the show. She teaches them the value of human life, and that one should live in order to repent for one's mistakes rather than die because of them. Through her, Train learns to love and care for other people as he too becomes a sweeper and travels with his partner Sven and the mysterious girl Eve. That's a pretty good summary of the show. I absolutely adore Black Cat. The art style hooked me before anything else. But I started watching it dubbed, of course, and love the voice cast.
Because it's you, right?
Yeah.
For the dubbing?
Because it's me, yeah.
If you don't know by now, Hatake is our resident anime dub and fan art expert.
Yes! I'm proud to hold that title.
Yes.
So, Black Cat, back to that.
Sorry for the tangent.
It's okay. It's also got one of the coolest set of character designs I've ever seen in a show. Like, there's there's a character named Sven who I'm going to harp on a lot because I love him. He walks around in like this really cool like zoot suit. It's white and he has green hair, smokes a cigarette like all the time. Wears an eye patch.
Very weird.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Is zoot suit with an eye patch and green hair?
But he actually looks hot.
Okay.
Go figure.
Alright.
I don't know. There's a villain who loves playing piano and roses.
Very romantic.
Yes, of course. Eve is this amazing chick who can fight with her hair. She can turn her hair into, like, anything.
So she's like Agent Paper from Raider Diva with her hair.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure she can turn anything in her body into anything, but,
That's useful.
She's pretty cool, yeah, and Train is the master gunman. I don't want to, like, spoil anything in the plot, so... I mean, I just encourage you to watch this, guys, because it's really good.
Well, like, what's the first episode about?
The first episode is character introduction.
I mean, it's
basically
full length, so it's like, you know, the first couple episodes isn't going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. The first couple episodes are obviously some, like, really important character introductions, how the cast knows each other, because they all have to meet eventually. And, there's a pretty major plot twist in, I don't know, maybe, like, 7 or 8 episodes in. I can't remember exactly how many, but, It's completely unexpected, and it changes the characters a lot, and
well,
I can't tell what it is.
Yeah,
I won't.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
would
of course.
Kind of ruin the series.
Well, that's okay. since I've never really heard about this anime too much, who directs it? Because I'm really curious about who the director is and maybe like what else they've done.
The director is Shin Itagaki, who has also... As I've just found out, he's also directed a show called Basquatch, which Mitsugi has reviewed previously.
Okay. The funny thing is, looking at this list here, he's also directed the Devil May Cry anime.
Uh-oh.
So, all right, well, perhaps even though he made 2 strikes with Basquatch and Devil May Cry, maybe Black Cat is his home run.
Yeah. I think it was. It's a pretty priceless series, and it's gotten some really good ratings on Anime News Network.
That actually sounds like a pretty interesting series. I mean, I might give it a try and watch a couple episodes.
I'm glad.
I mean, I can't guarantee I'm gonna watch too many if I don't like it. But.
Yeah, but give it a try.
Yeah, it sounds like it's worth giving a shot. And you know, even though I really hate Basquatch, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
you know?
I would. Yeah. It's really worth it.
So, do you have anything else to say about it?
Don't think I can say anything else about this series other than you really should give it a shot. It's worth it, and I hope you guys all love it.
So what kind of a score would you give it? Like,
I'd
out of 5?
Probably give it 4 milk bottles out of 5.
Milk bottles?
Yeah.
Okay.
The main character's really into milk.
Well,
he is Black Cat.
He's a Black Cat. Okay, well... Now, I think we're going to take an exact 180 in our genres, and I'm going to review Full Metal Panic Fumafu, which is the comedic styling OVA of Full Metal Panic. And it's kind of weird, because normally when you watch an OVA for a series, you really can't understand the OVA unless you've watched the TV series before that, right? I mean, there's Full Metal Panic the Second Raid, and then Fumafu, right? And I believe that Fumafu comes in between the first and second
season. I think so.
But Fumafu is one of those OVAs that you can understand it completely without having to watch any of the rest of the series.
Really?
It's very episodic, right? So the episodes are self-contained, and they're just really hilarious episodes. I mean, you know, it's back to school mayhem basically with Kaname and Sosuke, and they basically get into all kinds of trouble every episode, and I really didn't start to appreciate the series until I got to like the 6th or 7th episode, where there's this episode where the rugby club at the school is gonna have their club disbanded if they don't win a game, because they haven't won like in years.
Well, here comes the sports anime.
Yeah, well, they have a game coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like these pansies, and they don't even want to tackle each other in practice because they're all about, like, not hurting each other and reading and being really girly.
Aww.
This is rugby, you know? You're supposed to be, like, smashing
manly.
Each other. And, Sosuke, who does everything in military style because he's basically, he doesn't know anything else, takes them up into the mountains and he trains them military style, and he's like screaming obscenities at them, like, have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
No.
He's like, I will rip off your head and shit down your neck, your mother's a whore, and stuff like that, and it's just like,
oh dear.
It's so funny that, like,
that sounds amazing.
Side-splittingly funny. Really, really hilarious. And that's when I really started to enjoy the series. And from then on, I really appreciated it a lot. And it's called Fumafu because some of the stuff Sosuke does, he kind of walks around in this big stuffed animal outfit, which can only say Fumafu. It's one of those things where, like, the animal can only say the animal noises. Fumafu! Fumafu! But it's really good. If you like Fullmetal Panic at all, you're gonna like this anime just because it has the same characters in it. It's kind of the same type of comedy you get from Fullmetal Panic, so you'll know exactly what you're gonna get. If you haven't watched Fullmetal Panic, it's okay. You can still watch Fumafu and enjoy it. It's definitely very enjoyable. I probably would give it 4 potential bomb threats out of 5.
Potential bomb threats, huh?
Yeah, well, Sosuke, every time someone puts something in his shoebox locker, he's like, gets all suspicious that they put, like, a bomb in his locker.
Oh.
So rather than, like, open it and get blown up, he'd rather blow up, like, the entire row of lockers, including half the school, pretty much. So,
that's special.
That happens a couple times during the series, so. Really good. So, 2 good animes tonight. 2 fours.
All right.
2 fours out of 5. Solid average.
That's pretty exciting.
So that's pretty much it for Session 9. I mean, I really don't have a whole lot more to say at this point. How about you? Do you have anything you want to add?
No, not really. I think we covered it.
So we have given you anime that you can use to get your friends and family hooked on anime. So go do it. What are you waiting for? Go get your friends hooked.
Now,
spread go. Spread the love. I mean, I know everyone listening has that one friend that they think would love anime, but they just can't get them to give it a chance. So
now's your chance to take the risk.
Now you have the weapons and the tools.
That
to,
you do.
To do it. That was a good episode.
I'm
really looking forward to episode 10.5, but I really don't know how Ryoko and I are going to top our real Men of Genius that we did for episode 5.5.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
It's going to be really, really difficult. It might be one of those things where you just can't top it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of have to slide back down a little bit.
You have to accept that.
And then gradually build your way back up from there.
Yeah.
Because if you start at the top, everything looks bad after that. So, anyway, so how to find us. We're located on Facebook. You can find us under Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast. You can also find us on YouTube under the same name. We're also on Mevio. But our main source of publicity online is our website, which is aaapodcast.com. We also have a forum on there, and the forum doesn't have a whole lot of traffic yet, but we really want to get people on the forum. Because we want to build, you know, somewhat of a friendly community on the website.
Yeah.
And it takes time to do that. But, you know, give it a try. We'd love to see your artwork. And don't forget that coming up, Gundam and the Leech Street Boys.
Yay!
Coming on the podcast. And, you know, we're going to have a really cool interview with Matt. And we're going to have a great time. So, the song closing you guys out tonight is 1/3 Junjo no Kanjo from Rurouni Kenshin. It's one of the ending themes, and it's by the artist Siam Shade. So we hope you guys have a good night.
Thanks for joining us.
And we hope we succeeded in making you just a little more addicted to anime. 壊れるほど愛しても3分の1も伝わらない純情な感情は空回り I love you さえ言えないでいる My heart